I often think of it, you know. Like, you know, sometimes you're here alone, you know, you think about all that stuff, and I guess everybody do. Oh, yeah, yeah, well, I often think about it. Don't forget too much the way it used to be, you know. There's some lovely places in Potentia Bay. Sometimes they'd, you know, somebody give a dance. They'd say, let's have a dance in the house, you know, just for something to do, I suppose, to pass the time. And they mostly have the dance in the kitchens at Old House at that time, and there was a lot of all wooden floors, you know, in the houses. And some people had a bit of canvas if they could afford it, and more people couldn't. But anyway, they'd give a dance in the kitchen, and some of the kitchens was a bit small on the houses, so what they'd do, they'd lift out the stove, they'd take out the big old stove, lift it outdoors in the yard, take down the stove pipe, and I'll lift it out for to make more room for dancing. They dance all night, and in the morning before they go home, they'd whole bunch of them go out in the yard and take the stove and lift it in again and put it in the corner and put up their stove pipe for boil the kettle for to have breakfast in the morning. So I often heard my father saying that. Good step dancer. He had he told me he had 77 different types of steps for a dance, and so they were square dance and step dance. And if he went to a party somewhere and his buddy wasn't there, and somebody had a nice step, he'd practice that step on the floor to the dance, to the party, and he'd come home and he'd dance it for his body, and he'd get it. So anyway, had an old store, an old fish store, and it, you know, wooden store, and in the winter time that wasn't used. So that's where they practiced their steps out on this in this old store, and one guy had hold a flashlight for the other. So that's how they got back and forth one another, you know. Anyway, one day I just started to play it, and I said, gee, I better play that a few times and see if it would be any good. So I listened to it, you know. You know, the note every year. Father and mother could play all the time, you know. And I guess we just learned from one another. I started playing when I was 12 years old, I think, or almost 13, and I think the other boys done the same thing, you know. So we used to play tunes and learn from our father and that, you know, old-fashioned tunes and that. See, there were 8 brothers and 4 sisters, and we all could play and sing and everything. And over around the bay, there weren't much to do around the bay. In the summertime, we were busy. You were fishing or away working or something, but mostly in the winter time, you know, long winter nights, you go in the parlor, if you call it in, a front room, call it now, I guess, and you'd go in and you'd have a little spell at the accordion. So you play a few tunes, and then you throw it down and you come out, and then the next person will go in and take it, and the next person will go in and take it. And we grabbed the accordion, especially in the winter time, to parties around. We didn't have to take our own because everyone had accordions. So if you go everywhere, go to someone's house or to a party, there were always a accordion provided, you know. And if we heard a strange tune that we didn't have, we'd come home and we'd get that. We'd listen to it and we'd get it, and then we'd teach it to the other guy, you know. And so everybody got it. So. But it was nice. Everybody enjoyed it. Yeah, put that more you know, not too many. I mean, don't have too many notes in it, but just enough, you know, not to spoil it, sort, you know. Like my father now, and many more, when I played a treble for him, he used to enjoy it because every little note I was putting in the card in the tune, he was doing it on the floor, and he always liked my tunes because he said my tunes were like he had them because I learned from him, see. But I didn't alter those tunes now until later. I put more notes in them for the, you know, I dressed up a little bit, you know, and he liked that too. Yeah, so you put more notes in it instead of being too flat, you know. Same way with the turn, you know. All the houses are gone now, and you know, there's nothing there. Like I say, all the grass and woods all grown up. If you weren't over for a long time, you'd hardly know the place where you used to live. Yeah, the land is after falling away too, a bit, you know, the land and the sea. The sea have the beach washed right up, almost up to the cliff, whereas before, when the premises was there, roads now was there that you used to keep out the water, you know, to keep the water from coming in. Then they went, but now there's nothing there, so the sea got all to itself.